This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
If the police knock on your door, do you know what you have to do and what you have the right to say no to? Can police search your car? Do you have to answer their questions? What happens if you're arrested? And are the rules different if you're under 18?
Settling in a new city can raise lots of questions. How does the bus service work? Can I join the local library? Where do I go to get advice on renting a home? Over the next half hour, the team from Citizens Advice Bureau bring you all the latest news and information of special interest to new migrants settling in Dunedin. Welcome to Resettling in Aotearoa with Citizens Advice Bureau.
Kia ora, nō mai anō. Welcome back to Citizens Advice Bureau, O Te Poti, Dunedin's monthly Resettling in Aotearoa show. Ko Anna Aho, I'm the manager at CAP here in Dunedin. Today we're talking about rights and obligations when dealing with the police, including arrests, searches, and surveillance. So in general, if a police officer approaches you and asks you for questions, you do not have to answer, and they cannot tell you that you have to answer. But in some circumstances, the police have the authority to require you to give them certain information. And if you ask them, you must tell them. If you refuse to give the police the information or give them false information, they can arrest you. So this includes if a police officer stops you while you're driving, if you're in a car accident, you must also give them your driver's license and vehicle registration details and details about anyone who was driving during the accident. If the police suspect you of committing an offence under the Sale of Alcohol Act or you're carrying a firearm, and also in the situation where you are carrying a firearm, or the like I just said, or the police suspect you of committing an offence in selling alcohol, you must give the police your full name, date of birth and address. So if a police officer asks you to go with them, like for example to the police station, you don't have to go unless you're arrested, you've been stopped while driving and have failed a breath screening test, or you refuse to have the test, or if the test's not available at the location but the police have reason to suspect that you've been drinking. If you refuse to go with them in one of those situations where you are required to, you could have additional charges laid against you. But if you agree to go with the police when you are not required to, you can change your mind and leave at any time. If the police arrest you and you're in police custody, like I said, you must give them name and address, and your date of birth, and also your occupation. And you must also let them take your fingerprints and a photograph. If you're driving when you're arrested, you have to tell them who owns the vehicle and your phone number. And again, you have to let them take your fingerprints and your photo, and blood samples or samples from your mouth. If you're arrested, though, the police must tell you your rights before they ask you any other questions. And you don't have to give them any other information unless you're arrested. If the police are holding or detaining you, whether they've arrested you or not, they must tell you certain information before asking you questions. They have to tell you that you do not have to answer any of their questions. They have to tell you that you have the right to talk to a lawyer. And they also have to tell you that they will record anything you say and can use it against you in court. So you have certain rights if the police arrest you, like see the arrest warrant, if they have one, know why they've arrested you. You have the right to talk to a lawyer without waiting. It has to be in private. You actually have the right to have that to be free, and the police have to tell you about this right. You can also choose to not make a statement. You have the right to humane treatment. You have the right to be charged promptly, or the police have to release you. And you have the right to be brought before a court or tribunal soon if the police do not release you. If you're arrested or detained by the police, they must tell you that you have the right to talk to a lawyer, like I just said. Although it's up to you, it's almost always best not to say anything to the police before you've had the chance to talk to a lawyer. If the police hold you for questioning or arrest you, you can ask for a free lawyer through the Police Detention Legal Assistance Service, PDLA. And that's if you don't already have a lawyer or if you don't want to pay for one. So the PDLA is a phone service that you can call day or night to receive legal advice from a criminal lawyer. So using that service, so it works like lawyers are rostered on to be available for that PDLA service, and the roster's published on the Ministry of Justice website. And you can check that PDLA roster yourself to find an available lawyer or ask the police to help you. Once you have selected an available PDLA lawyer, you can ask to use the police phone to contact them. You may need to call more than one lawyer to find one who is available. In some cases, the lawyer will come to the police station and talk to you face-to-face. And just be aware that the PDLA service is for initial legal advice after your arrest or detainment. So if you need ongoing legal advice, for example, if you need to be represented in court, you'll have to find yourself a lawyer. So regardless of why you are given giving a statement, you know, to police, if it gets to that situation, it's important that you what you say or write the police is the truth, you know, because otherwise it could have consequences for you or other people, obviously. So say you're a victim of a crime and you're going to give a statement, you know, after you might report an incident to the police and they might come and ask you to make a detailed statement. You just got to be aware that you do not have to make one or answer questions if you don't want to. But if you do make one, it may provide important evidence that the police can use to lay charges against someone. So if they do lay charges, a copy of your statement will be given to the accused person's lawyers, and you may also have to attend court. So if this happens and you're a victim, you'll be provided with support from a court victim advisor. You can withdraw your statement, and if you change your mind, you're allowed to withdraw it. If you're a suspect of a crime, like I said, you're entitled to talk to your lawyer before you make a written or spoken statement. Interviews with the police are admissible if the matter goes to court. There are several different ways that a police can take your statement. You do not need to have had a formal interview for the police to record what you've said. Any record that they make of what you've said can be used as evidence. They can use videos for recording interviews, and they can be played in court as part of the police case, and you have a right to decline this. You should speak to a lawyer before deciding what to do, always. The police, what about, you know, around stopping vehicles? So the police can ask you to stop your vehicle at any time as long as they are in uniform or wearing another item identifying them as police. Or if the police vehicle is behind you and flashing their lights at you, they can require you to give them certain information, and you have to stay stopped long enough to provide this. Like as above, your name, your address, your date of birth. If you are not the vehicle owner, who the owner is. If you're in a car accident, you've got to give them your driver's license, vehicle registration, and like I said earlier about the details of the person who was driving the car during the accident. If you do not stop when asked, or you don't provide the information they require of you, they can arrest you, and you can be fined up to $10,000 if you're convicted in court. So the police can stop and test you if they suspect you've been drinking or taking drugs. They can also test any driver at a breath testing checkpoint, and it's against the law to leave if you're being tested. It's also an offence to refuse to take a roadside drug test, a breath test, or a blood test. A blood test may be required if you've failed a compulsory impairment test. If you refuse, you may receive a large fine or a prison sentence and be disqualified from driving. So roadside drug testing, so the police can stop you and ask you to be tested for drugs if they have reason to suspect that you've taken them. That includes prescription drugs on your ability to drive. The test for impairment is called the compulsory impairment test, and it involves a one-leg stand assessment, a walk and turn assessment, and an eye assessment, like pupil size, reaction to light, abnormal eye movement. If you do not complete these tests to the satisfaction of the police officer taking the test, they can require you to take an evidential blood test. If the blood test shows evidence of a qualifying drug, whether it's illegal or prescription medicine, you can be convicted of a drug driving offence. The law also says that you must not drive if you've taken any type of drug that may affect your driving ability. If you're found to have taken a qualifying drug, there are extra penalties. there's actually a list of 25 qualifying drugs on our website if you were more interested in that. The new drug screening rules. So there's new legislation allowing police to screen drivers for the presence of impairing drugs. The drug screening tests are to screen for the recent use of THC, cannabis, cocaine, methamphetamine, and MDMA. So all police, you know, it's always a good idea to ask to see a police officer's ID. So all police carry proof of their identity. So if a police officer or someone who says they're a police officer stops you and asks you questions or is acting on behalf of the police, you can politely ask for their proof of identity, their ID card. Most New Zealand police wear a police uniform or have, however, you know, some, including detectives, do not wear a uniform. They're in plain clothes. If you're approached or questioned by a plain clothes police officer, they should be able to tell you what police station they come from and show you their police ID. And you're welcome and encouraged to approach police and talk with them or ask them for help at any time. Generally, the police can only search a place if you've given them permission or if they have a search warrant. So if the police have a search warrant, they have to show it to you if you ask to see it. And the warrant will state the period of time for which the warrant is valid, which place is to be searched, the address, which things or people are to be searched for, and the offence which the police claim has been committed or will be committed. So the warrant should also specifically state whether the police are allowed to use force when they search. When carrying out the search, the police may only take items that are specified in the warrant unless other items are in plain view that they have a power to seize. For example, if they find drugs while searching for stolen goods. The search can be carried out at any time of day or night that is reasonable in the circumstances, whether you are there or not. The police officer carrying out the search must have the warrant with them and must show it to you if you ask to see it. So if the police ask you whether they can conduct a search without a warrant, they have to explain why they want to do the search and that you can say no to the search. So they can't search beyond what you've agreed, like how long they can spend searching or what items of property they can search. If you do not agree to being searched, it is important to make this clear. If you don't say anything, your silence can be taken as consent. You have the right to ask them to give you a lawful reason for wanting to search you. If the police continue to search you without your consent, try to keep notes of the officers' names and badge numbers and anything they say so you can refer to these if you want to make a complaint afterwards. If you have given your consent, you can withdraw your consent at any time. If you do, then the police have to stop the search unless they have found something which gives them the right to continue, e.g. illegal drugs. The police can search inside your mouth if you give consent to it, but they can't do an internal search of your body even if you give consent. Only a doctor can do this and only under certain circumstances. Some laws, including the Search and Surveillance Act 2012, give police the power to enter and search a place, a vehicle or other thing without a search warrant or your consent, and this can include your home. Situations in which the police can do this would be in an emergency, to secure evidence related to a serious offence, if someone is unlawfully at large, like if they've escaped from prison or from police custody. Another situation might be to avoid losing an offender or evidence of an offence. You know, if the police think that someone suspected of committing an offence is in your house or vehicle. Another reason might be the police have reason to believe there are firearms or offensive weapons unlawfully held on the premises. The police have reason to believe that illegal drugs are being hidden there. Or if there's an emergency or urgent situation to do with national security. The police do not need a search warrant to search you personally if you have been arrested or taken into police custody, if they have reasonable grounds to believe you have illegal drugs in your possession, or if they have reason to suspect you're carrying firearms, ammunition, or offensive weapons. If the police are searching you personally without needing a warrant, they must advise you that you have the right to remain silent. Anything you can say, you say, can be recorded and used as evidence against you in court. You have the right to talk to a lawyer in private and that you can use that free legal advice under the police detention scheme. They must also identify themselves if they're not in police uniform, show your ID, tell you why you're being searched and under what statutory power, under what act, tell you your rights under the Bill of Rights. And if carrying out a search of your person, they got to do it in a way that allows you some privacy and dignity, while also, you know, still achieving the purpose of the search. So depending on the situation, there are rules around how thoroughly they can search you. If you're being searched thoroughly, it has to be done in a reasonable level of privacy, like I said. If you're in charge of a vehicle, a police officer can take your car keys and forbid you to drive if they have reasonable grounds to believe that you are not capable of properly controlling the vehicle. They can also order you not to drive for a period of time, order you to drive home, or immobilize your vehicle. And again, if you don't follow their instructions, they can arrest you. So police can use various types of surveillance, and this can include intercepting and or looking at people's texts, voicemails, and chat room conversations, bugging cars in private premises, video recordings, audio recordings of spoken conversations, and tracking a person or object to locate them. So the police don't need a surveillance warrant if they are lawfully on private premises, i.e. not trespassing, and recording what they hear and observe, but without using a surveillance device, like they could write it into a notebook. They don't need a surveillance warrant if they will record a conversation where one of the people participating in the conversation has consented to that happening. They don't need a surveillance warrant if they have the authority to carry out surveillance under an intelligence warrant. That's a warrant issued in relation to national security. Or if they have been authorized to carry out surveillance under a specific piece of legislation. So the police, they do need a warrant to use surveillance, interception and tracking devices to intercept private conversations, to use a tracking device, unless it's just to check that whether something's been tampered with and they did not enter private property without permission. So they need a warrant to observe and record private activity happening in private premises. They need a warrant to use a surveillance device when it involves trespass. They need a warrant to observe and record private premises for more than 3 hours in any 24-hour period, or for more than a total of 8 hours. However, the police can only ask for a warrant to use interception devices or to do surveillance, which would involve trespass on private property, if they're gathering evidence relating to an offence which is punishable by a prison sentence of 7 years or more, or offences relating to illegal possession, like weapons, psychoactive substance, like explosives, you know, things like that. That's because intercepting conversations and trespassing on private property is seen as more serious breaches of people's privacy than just using tracking or surveillance devices without trespassing. So you have additional rights if you're under 18. You can be arrested without needing a warrant in the following circumstances. They have reasonable grounds to believe that, you know, that arresting you is necessary to ensure you attend court, to prevent you from committing any further offences, or to prevent you from destroying evidence or interfering with witnesses. They believe if they believe you have committed a very serious offence and that arresting you is in the public interest, or is it to do with drink driving or immigration. They can also arrest you if you're under 18 if you have been released on bail and the police think that you've breached a condition of bail that you have, yes, you know, like at least twice already. If you are under 18, the police have to tell your parents or guardians that the police have arrested you. They must also explain your rights in a way that you can understand. If you are not sure you understand something they've said, ask the police officer to check with your lawyer or another adult. You can have a lawyer, another adult, or both with you when the police question you or take your statement. If you're between 10 and 13, the police cannot take your photo or fingerprints without the youth aid officer's written approval. If you're aged under 18 years and not and out in public, the police can stop you if you're driving or riding a vehicle. They believe you're breaking the law or have broken the law. You're in a pub or other licensed place and they think you're underage. And also they can stop you if they or the school attendance officer think that you should be at school, like you're truant. In those cases, you have to tell the police officer your name, address, and birth date. They've stopped you because they think you should be at school. They can also ask you for the name of your school and the reason why you're not at school. they're not satisfied with your answer, they can take you home or to the school. The police can also stop you if they believe that you are at risk, like your parents or guardians are not with you and the police believe your mental or physical health is likely to be impaired. In that situation, you are not obliged to give them your personal information and they can return you to your home or a youth residence. If you're under 18 and are questioned by police as a suspect, you must tell them your name, date of birth and address if they ask, but you don't have to answer further questions or make a statement. You don't need to go with them unless you've been arrested. If you're unsure if you've been arrested, you can ask. Okay. And when you're being questioned, you have the following rights. Don't have to go with them. Like I said, they must inform your family if you're taken into custody. If you agree to answer questions and make a statement, you can change your mind and stop at any time. You have the right to consult a lawyer. You have the right to an independent nominated person. So that is someone, a trusted adult of your choice, who is there to support you while you're being interviewed. The police can refuse your choice of INPA in some situations if they think they're going to interfere with the fairness or if the person cannot be found, so you're allowed to choose someone else. But if you do not choose anyone, or if everyone you choose is not suitable, then they can choose someone independent for you. If you're drunk or hurt or homeless or in an unsafe environment, the police can take you home or to a safe place. Or if you don't feel safe going home, tell the police. If you don't know, although your legal rights are important, it's also important to be polite. Being cheeky or smart when being questioned by police will usually not be in your best interest. So give your name, date of birth, address when asked. Be polite. Don't swear or insult the officer. If you don't know or if you're under arrest, you can ask, am I under arrest? If they say yes, do not run away or resist. If they say no, you can tell the police officer, I understand I'm not under arrest. I understand that means I don't need to stay here. I'll be leaving now. And if you feel that you have not been treated fairly polite by the police, you can make a complaint. And we've got a good article on our website, How Do I Make a Complaint About the Police? And there's various different people you can, the Independent Police Conduct Authority, directly to the police, the Ombudsman and the Privacy Commissioner. So there's a few other government agencies that can also search your belongings, vehicle or home, like customs officers, if they don't need a search warrant, if they suspect you've got illegal drugs, prohibited goods, fisheries officers, if they're looking for fish or sea life relevant, or gear that's we've broken the laws around that. Dog control officers can come onto your property. SPCA inspectors can enter your property. They to look at animals that might be in distress. Immigration officers can detain you under Section 85 of the Search and Surveillance Act 2012. They're allowed to do a rubdown search of you to ensure you are not carrying anything that either hurt you or someone else. And search if you're a school student, a teacher, or authorized staff member can also search your outer clothing, electronic devices, and bags. But there's some rules around that as too. So, we have a lot of information about everything we've discussed tonight on the Citizens Advice Bureau website. And we've got all these Your Rights articles. That's www.cab.org.nz. They're all written in plain English and have been fact-checked, so you can trust they're credible. Just type in various questions on the homepage in the Ask Us field. But if you'd like help with anything we've discussed tonight or anything you read on a website that you need further help with or just literally anything at all, please contact us here in Dunedin on 03471 6166. We've got an online form on our website, www.cab.org.nz, under Find a Cab, and then contact us. You can also pop in and see us 155 Princes Street. 10:30 or 1:30 are the best time, so we've got lots of time to help you. Before we close, so we are here to help you and understand your rights and obligations under the law in New Zealand and how to resolve your issues. Our help and advice is free and we help anyone about anything. We're independent. Anything we talk about remains completely confidential. So, this Resettling in Aotearoa with Citizens Advice Bureau show plays on the second Wednesday of the month at 8:30 and then the following Thursday at 1 p.m. on ORFM 105.4 FM. Episodes are also available on podcast on the ORFM website or .org.nz. If you have any, if you've enjoyed the show tonight and found the information helpful, please share our show and the podcast with friends, whānau, and workmates. Nā mihi ki a koe for tuning in this evening. Kia pai te pō. Have a great evening.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.